Now that we have all the now we have all the facts down, so we can jump right into it. So again, just repeat the facts one time. Yeah, because you weren't here though. But all right, let's repeat the facts. So the first sheet holds what?
Three and one nub.
Right, three leads from one nub.
First, it's not ideal, or is it ideal?
Well, it doesn't matter if it's ideal. It's the first shita. It's
what does that mean?
Really? Yeah. Rav Yehuda holds that's what you need, right? And Rav Kahana holds this is okay. One of these two possibilities.
Rav Yehuda says the first one is.
Rav Yehuda would not like the second possibility. He wouldn't like this one.
Either one.
Right. Either one of the two bottom ones. So what do you say? Rashi Tosos. All right. And then what does Rashi hold? Rashi holds Trei Bechad. To me, it's a very simple answer. Anyway, Trei Bechad means two leaves coming from one stem, right? And the third leaf can be separate, right? But they have to basically look like in the same height. Whereas according to Tosfos, they can have three separate stems. So what's the machlokas?
I don't understand why Rashi needs to have two. I don't understand.
Yosef is right. In other words, question you have to ask on Rashi is that, like, what's the advantage of having two come from one stem? Why is that better than saying one leaf per stem? What do you gain by that? Why? Let's assume you have to have three. That's the assumption.
No, because then we can work on why we think Rashi says that.
Yeah, but let's say it were four.
What?
Let's say it were four, or five, or six, or 100. It won't make a difference.
No, I know.
The question is, what's the difference between this three and this three?
And it must be something.
Okay, what was the word I've been using all along? There's a certain appearance, right? But what's he saying here? He's saying that.
I'm just saying appearance. Structure.
This appearance
okay.
will only say.
Structure and appearance are what? One and the same. Okay, in other words, that's the easy position. He's going to say, when we say trefoil, we're not just referring to an appearance, we're referring to what as well?
Structure.
A structure, meaning the structure must be one that produces trefoil. Okay? One oketz, three leaves. The structure produces the appearance. Okay? That's the first shita. That's it, right?
Tosfos doesn't care about the structure at all, and Rashi says that.
Oh, okay, just slow down, Tiger. All right, good. So Tosfos, just say Tosfos. Tosfos must hold what?
That the structure is.
Right, Rav Kahana holds, no, as long as it has appearance, right? So the machlokas here is very easy. Is it a din? Is it that the appearance must emerge from the structure, right? Or no, as long as it had the appearance of a trefoil, that's it. I have a hadas, according to Rav Kahana. Okay? You understand that?
Yeah.
If you only had one leaf on oketz, right, you would never say that the potential for a trefoil, so to speak, exists.
Once there's some sort of grouping.
Oh, so once you have, and here's the word I want to start using, okay? Multiplicity, okay? Once you have a multiplicity coming from an oketz, okay? Well, it gives it what? Like you were saying this before, it's almost like it now has, it's on the road, it's on the derech, right? It's got the character of becoming a trefoil. Why?
Yeah.
What's my focus here and here? This is easy. This is structure appearance versus just appearance. What's this going to say?
That's structure.
So is structure really, again, is the structure intrinsically part of the definition of an of? Right? Right? According to this side. This is, right? Or?
It's only insofar as it lends itself to appearance.
Or it's only insofar as it lends itself to appearance.
That's Tosfos.
That's Rashi.
How's that Rashi?
Because Rashi holds a stolen idea of structure. In other words, when we say, when we define an of. Well, no, Tosfos just cares about appearance. He just cares about three of us. They just have to be close to each other. But that's not a structural thing.
You said it looks like a structure.
Right? That intrinsic, in other words, what is an of? Remember, of meaning that which is the three leaves. He's saying that it's a din that the structure itself must have in it the expression of three. But that's not what he's saying. That's not what Rashi's saying. What's Rashi saying?
The only has a category of structure insofar as it lends itself to
right. appearance. Right. In other words, the structure does play a role here, but it's only important insofar as it lends itself to the appearance. So lending itself to the appearance is expressed through two leaves, or what you were saying before, by Rov. That's the machlokas. You understand? So to put it in simplistic terms, right, both these shitas agree that structure plays a role. It's just a question of whether structure is actually part of the very identity of the hadas, or the of, or is it just simply there to assist in a certain appearance, right? As long as it's assisting in the appearance, it's fine. Versus here, which is purely din and appearance. Okay? So let's take a step back for a second. So Mar Bar Mimar says to Ravashi, he says, what do you call this type of, what do you call the Rav Kahana hadas? It's called the hadas shota. Okay, a hadas shota. Okay, what does a hadas shota mean?
A unique question.
Gemara says, refer to that hadas that has like, let's make it simple, let's use Rashi's version, okay? But you can give it to us also, but let's say Rashi, where it's two coming from one oketz and then this third big leaf, it's called hadas shota. Why is it called hadas shota? Take a look at your sheet. Look at the page. It says in Os Gimel, where it says v'hanachon in the second line. He says v'hanachon shenikra hadas shota al shem she'ein alin hochin keseder ukeshura. Okay, so why is it called the hadas shota? Because the leaves, right, or do not go in the right order and row by row. The hu kashote she'en lo seder v'shita, and it's like a shote who has no reason or order to him. So what's he saying? What's a hadashote? If you had to give it one word, what is it? Okay, that's good. Haphazard.
Abstract.
See that, and that's going back to the idea of appearance. The problem with the hadashote is that it has a certain haphazardness to it. When we want to look at our hadas, what do we want to see? We want to see perfect order. Okay? Which is a pretty... All right, so what's the Gemara's next thing now? The Gemara has a question, right? The Gemara says... What's the Gemara's next question? You guys, the majority of the leaves come off, it's puzzle. So what would that mean? If the majority of the leaves come off, it's puzzle. What does that mean on the surface? It's kosher. What would you think that meant? It's kosher. What does that mean?
It doesn't have to have three leaves on each.
Okay, but let's be hyperbolic. 14 fall off. One's left. It should be kosher. But then the Gemara says, I still need an of. Right? Now, I would think if you only need is an of, how would you learn only needing an of? What should be remaining on the hadas to make it kosher? Let's make it simple. Let's assume according to... Right, that's what you would say. 12 fell off. You go, let's just make it simple. Fine, but let's assume it's still three leaves. It's still three.
Oh, yeah, I'm saying that. The other
extreme. Yeah. So let's say I have three leaves remaining, right? But the Gemara says, no. That's not the case. What's the case? It's the Asah Mitzrah case, which is what?
So many leaves.
How many leaves does it have per row?
Seven.
Okay, so show me. I know you guys know already. Beautiful. So four fall off. That's how you learn Rove. Implying that if I lost one leaf from this, okay, what would you say?
It's puzzle.
So you're going to see, not today, but next week, we're going to get into the issue of, what do you call it? A little bit of Asa Mitzra. But watch this. This is a great little piece of Gemara now. A completely different kind of Svara, but it says, Amar, it's the second line, Amar Abaye, Shmamina, Hai Asa Mitzra, Kasher, Lohoshana. So the Gemara's inclusion is, I can use that seven leaf, what are you going to call it? The seven leaf Asa Mitzra, I can use it for what? For my Arba Minim. Well, that means Arba Minim, okay? Now the Gemara says, Mahu, the same Ma, okay. As you would have thought, well, of course the Asa Mitzra is kasher to use. Why wouldn't it be kasher to use? It has a minimum of three, right? Per row. What's wrong with using it? The Gemara says, of course you can use it. The Gemara says, the Islay Shem Levi, Lo Miskasher, okay? Kamash Malan. What's Shem Levi? Maybe you'll think the reason why this is puzzle is because it's called... what's this called? Shem Levi means the name of the species is...
No, I know what it means. No.
Right, meaning... Oh, that's all it says. Kamash Malan. Meaning no. It's kosher. But then the Gemara then says, Ve'ema Hachanami. Now, you know, what does Ve'ema Hachanami mean?
Say here also.
Meaning what? Meaning, okay, we don't really... Okay, you want to say it's kosher, but maybe it isn't kosher. Maybe still we'll say it's not kosher. Okay? Maybe for some reason we'll say it's still puzzle. So the Gemara says, oh no, the Torah says, Eitz Avos Amar Rachmanu Mikol Makom. It says Eitz Avos. What does Eitz Avos mean?
Eitz Avos, not necessarily
Adas.
The tree of our fathers.
Miklal. What does it mean by... What does it mean by... what does it mean, right, it's referring to a klal. It means a category. Okay,
so
let's go back to the beginning of the Gemara. Let's go back to the beginning. Right, in other words, if you said it that way, if you say that what we do is, if we're the ones who create the names of these plants, right, so it shouldn't make a difference. Who cares what you call it? No. But let's go back to the beginning. The Torah never says hadas, right? How do we know it's a hadas?
No.
Yes. Okay, so we use, the Torah says anafetz avos, and then we go through a deductive process to reach the conclusion of hadas, right? So, what is Hadas telling you? It's telling you, through this deductive process from Anafetz Avos, the conclusion we reach is this. Hadas. That is the conclusion.
Not as much saying that.
Okay, no. If I'm calling this thing an Asah Mitzra, therefore, what am I actually saying?
That it's not Hadas.
Yes.
But what?
That it's not a Hadas.
It's not a reason in itself.
Fine. You'll tell me that it agrees. Just because I called Asah Mitzra, okay, does not necessarily mean I'm excluding Hadas.
Okay, so
but it doesn't make, this is what's bothering you. Just because I say referring to C does not necessarily exclude Y, doesn't make it fit underneath X. Okay, so that's what the Gemara's conclusion is. No, the whole deductive process all along was on its almost as a klal, and not that Asah Mitzra is a subcategory of Hadas. Rather, you could deduce both these things from X. both method, both deductions are equal. So therefore, an asa mitzvah is just as good as a hadas. Or anything else that has those features is considered underneath the category of anav, not under the category of hadas, under the category of anav eitz avos. Hold on 1 second. But Tosa, but you know, what does Tosa say? Tosa, yeah. Hold on. Tosa says you got a big problem. What about the hirduf? Tosa says, 1 second. The Torah never says, you tell me, apsul mishum shem levai, mid yahadas ksiv bikra. But the Torah never says the word hadas, right? So let me ask a question. What about a hirduf?
No, we already answered that one.
Is that a different...